Welcome back to the Rebirth Podcast. I'm your host, Steve Gang, and I'm joined with Dan Wood, and either joined currently with Don Van Winkle, or he'll be joining us in a little bit.
Yo.
Going on.
Hey, Don, welcome to the podcast. Thank you for being technically our second guest, as Mike was part of the first one, but we had severe audio problems on that, so I don't know if that one actually counts as a podcast.
I swear he's there.
He was there.
We talked record straight.
We talked for probably an hour and a half, but that's neither here nor there because nobody could hear what we talked about. But yeah, welcome to Commissioner Roy Jones Jr., who just defeated me in a toilet of a matchup last week. But I feel like that's I deserved it. It's what I had coming to me. I've won two games where I was the second lowest scorer in the league. So it's only a matter of time where I lose as the second lowest scorer in the league. But how do you feel coming off of that win, Don?
I mean, honestly, it feels pretty good. Don't feel like I should have lost too many before this, but I had plenty of losses, and this one definitely felt like I should lose and didn't. And it feels like almost as good as being like the second highest scorer. Because I like it.
If you started your optimal lineup, I think you would have been up there. I don't know if it would have been second highest scorer, but
well, I mean, we definitely know if you had started your optimal lineup, you would have won. But
well, if we both started it, Don still would have killed me. So I don't feel too bad about it.
If anyone would have played someone who scored points, they would have won this matchup.
Very true.
But if I would have played Addison, the Vikings would have lost. So I'm content with how things ended up. I'll take the hit.
Yeah, actually, that was kind of messing with me. Your name being Jay Madison. I kept on seeing that and thinking, is he playing J. Addison or M. Addison? Addison, yeah, A. Madison, and I eventually figured it out. But
the one you played, you should have.
Dan Wood, how are you feeling after that win? You're the third top scorer this week.
I'm waiting for my interview because that's 2 weeks in a row now. That's two wins in a row. I'm feeling pretty good about it. I'm essentially really in playoff contention at 3-4 with about 45 other teams. So, I mean, I was dead to rights 2 weeks ago. I was ready to sell off my entire team. I was getting, you know, trade requests for my top players with draft picks. And then two in a row, feeling good.
You think Chris Olave is going to get any trouble for going 70 and a 35?
Yeah, Chris Olave needs to maybe produce on the field before he, speeds. Because, you know, if you produce and you do bad things, nobody cares. But if you suck and you do bad things, that's how you get in trouble. So either don't do bad things or be better.
He had 15 targets. Didn't catch half of them. Almost. Some of them.
Yeah.
57 yards. Oh.
Yeah. Derek Carr is not good.
I think the last thing before we start getting into the power rankings is I just was curious for Don of his dropping of Kyren Williams.
Not well thought through.
That's clear.
Okay. That's fair. Because I put away for Clayton Hopper. I was like, is this actually happening? This is what I should have used it instead of Zach Evans. So I appreciate it, but now I just have to make it to the playoffs for it to actually mean anything. Also, Jaxon Smith and Jigba. If you're interested, I can trade you Kyren Williams and Jaxon Smith and Jigba for somebody.
Listen, wasn't this like his first productive week of the season?
Yes.
I don't fault that drop at all. He hadn't broken like 3 points in 5 weeks something.
Well, so, yeah, and DK Metcalf wasn't there, but I don't know. All the experts are saying he's a second half breakout, so we'll see. I have three rookie wide receivers and one sophomore wide receiver on my lineup.
It's weird to have a, I mean, like, he was drafted so high for how little usage he was getting early on. So, and I mean,
I think he could easily replace Tyler Lockett.
It was his first score of the season. So without that touchdown, he's still in that 6-7 point range. So, I mean, not, you know, not a bad game, but still not what you're looking for from somebody drafted like 12th overall or whatever he was. It's weird. It's weird usage for, for somebody.
I think there's just getting him used to the league, getting lined up. I don't know. I'd be curious to watch him moving forward. I don't think I'll be starting him anytime soon.
I mean, Justin Jefferson went like 21st and got like 1,000 yards last year. So I guess not everybody's Justin Jefferson.
Well, Puka Nacua went whatever and is doing great. He's like
the next Jerry Rice, I know.
All right, so let's change gears, get into the power rankings, which I don't know if it's because we took a week off and didn't really prepare for this shit show of a week that we have going, where we have one team 5-2, one team 2-5, and the rest either 4-3 or 3-4. So it is a mess that we're going to try and sort out and let people figure out who the real champs are out on the field, but we'll give you the best guess that we can come up with here.
Well, first of all, there are two teams that are 5-2.
Yeah, there are two of those, but just
oh.
Oh, sorry, Don, you're here to keep the record straight. I forgot. Yeah.
Yeah. And I Utah is not throwing up big numbers this week.
All I know is I'm pretty sure since we called out Milkshake Teddy in week 2 or 3, he's been on an absolute tear. So
absolutely undeniable, dude. Undeniable.
Yeah. I flat out denied him, and he's undeniable.
The listening to you guys just absolutely shit on this guy for having the best team was.
Listen, at the time, it was totally warranted.
I'm driving to work, cracking up. It made my damn day. It really did. But at this point, there's no one to put at the top besides Milkshake Teddy.
Which just I
started like, Odell Beckham,
and is winning games.
The victory lapping, dude.
What?
Yeah, running away with it. Potentially scoring like 200 points some of these weeks.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what's happening.
Christian McCaffrey. That's
Christian
happening. DJ Moore. And DJ Moore. DJ Moore came back down to earth this week, though. He got 8 receptions for 50 yards. I feel like, as long as Fields is out, Moore is not going to be that great. And even what he was kind of a fluke.
Yeah, Lockett sucked.
I don't know.
Yeah, how is he doing this?
Odell started Odell Beckham.
How is he doing?
More, and he scored 50 points more than me.
Yeah,
I mean that's dude is just he's on another level.
I don't know how that works. I mean, really, the answer is
Christian McCaffrey. Well, yeah, I guess he has to be number one because Utah scored under 60.
Utah's now lost two. Is that two in a row?
I think he was 5-0 coming in.
Two in a row, lowest scoring team. I mean, the good thing he's got going for him is
it was always coming.
I think he's got a weak schedule.
It was always coming. Josh Allen was carrying that team a lot. It was unbalanced scoring. It had to happen someday. He was winning games at like 95, 92, 102. Like it was a house of cards.
I think he's going to get those matchups again at the end of the season, though.
Yeah, I'm not going to shit on him again because then he'll start putting up 140. But I feel like this is regression to the mean, as JJ likes to say.
Yeah, I think he gets in to the playoffs. He's sitting pretty, but I wouldn't put him up at the top tier. I don't think. I think he's like a 5-6 range. Probably going to come in as a wild card.
Yeah, I mean, as far as the power rankings, I think, so Teddy's on top. I think we can all get on that train. much to our chagrin.
I'm rooting for you, Teddy.
I mean, not even my chagrin. Yeah, I don't know why I hate this guy. But I
forget. I think that something happened 3 years ago or some season. Teddy became my enemy.
You can't remember what it is, but I hate that guy. After that, again, it gets muddy. I think Don's a candidate. I think, I don't even know, like maybe Spillman's a candidate. It's in at 3 and 4. I think Mike's a candidate. Sitting at 3 and 4. I mean, they're all sitting at 3 and 4, but.
See, I want to know who has the best all-around team. Like, most of these teams that are in the top tier are being carried by, like, 2 or 3 people.
I think,
like,
I think there's a case to be made for Silliman. He's got Tua, Etienne's good. I mean, he's got Mixon on a bye, but, you know, I had to start Ezekiel Elliott. That trash.
So the kicker got dropped.
But, like, Diggs and Cooper, Darren Waller had a good game this week. You know, getting 15 points out of your flex. I mean, that he looks like, at least in week 7, one of the most balanced wins. Even when he lost. Huh. Jesus. What's going on in this league?
Yeah, he lost. I mean, that it because out of nowhere, the Sharks are showing life.
Yeah. I know. I was really hoping that they had lost a bunch so I could rationalize not putting myself at the bottom still. But I still might be at the bottom.
Yeah, I think you are.
The Sharks won and they didn't start a flex. That's got to hurt for Jake.
Yeah. Woof.
I didn't
know
that.
What?
Okay, dude, yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Carried by a 30-point Travis Kelce.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
So
who we putting here?
If Jake's kicker didn't miss 3 kicks, he would have won.
I think I'm going to make a case for myself here.
It might be you. It might be you. The
depth I have, I don't think it's matched. As long as I can get some people.
You're going to say it's Don after the week you just put up?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's scoring down this week.
Who else are you putting, Steve? I'm listening.
But if you look at the – I mean, I'd say it's a pretty strong – Mark Andrews has been crushing it tight end. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I don't pretty start well the right running backs. The problem is my low scoring running backs are the ones I drafted early, Eckler and Jones. But I have a bunch of them that are putting up points. I think it's me and then Silliman.
No, Mike.
Mike's got running back problems. I mean, yeah, they're back now, but they're back in kind of. He's not scored well the last several weeks.
And Mike has 2 20-point running backs starting and 1 on his bench.
Yeah, maybe it is more management issues.
Yeah, I mean, Mike would be undefeated if he had started his best lineup every week.
Well, and Deshaun Watson got hurt.
That dude has...
with a little bit of management and a little better luck, he would have won this week. He's got Devontae.
I think Mike's team is better.
He's got Ramondre Stevenson sitting on his bench.
I'd put Mike.
He's still got a good crew there.
I'm going to say Mike is next. I don't think Don is.
I'm waiting for Don to argue it, but I think Mike's still got a pretty good team. Mike's got good players. Like I said, his quarterback got hurt and got negative points, so that kind of sunk in this week. But other than that, he's got a good running back core that's sort of just now getting strong. They're getting back into game shape.
Mm-hmm.
Tyreek Hill is being Tyreek Hill all the time. You know, breaking his kid's arms and stuff. Ayuk had a good game, even though kind of down scoring wise. You know, if he got a touchdown or something, he'd be fine. Yeah, so I might give the slight edge. Yeah, Kirk Cousins was throwing TJ Hockenson all week or all night. So unless you have a strong argument, I think I'm putting Mike second.
Number 2?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he's positioned well. I mean, so yeah. I guess we should say
Mike Don, Jake.
Before we came on air, we were kind of talking through how this is going to go and how we're going to power rank a bunch of teams that were in the middle. And we were kind of saying, you know, the way to rank them is which teams are positioned to make the playoffs, which aren't. Like, who's trending up, who's trending down, who do we think is going to be strong later? I think this is a good roster.
Oh, I don't think Jake will make the playoffs. I think he's cursed. I think his team's good enough, but I feel like there's something about Jake. He's just cursed.
Yeah, I think Mike and then Roy Jones, I feel okay about it in the one, two, three. Teddy, Mike, Roy Jones.
Who's next? I mean, we're talking about him maybe having the second best roster. I think he's got to be next.
I do think it's strong.
Yeah. I think that's it. I mean, I think those are the top four rosters at this point in the season. I think it's a drop off, and I think Utah's got to come next because just where they're at 5-2.
Yeah, they're and still 5-2.
Their future yeah. schedule. I think that
60 points. Safe to,
huh?
I said he put up 60, not even 60 points. It's like the lowest of the season. Well, I guess.
I think it was got lower than that.
No, I haven't been that bad. I've been bad. Not that bad.
58. That's pretty low.
I've been bad. I'm not, my team's not good. Let's not mince words here, but.
Yeah, dude, but you got 68 on a week where there was a 156, a 134, a 146, and a 130.
It's not 58.
Yeah, but the high scores this week were nothing.
And he gets a little bit of pass. Like, Jalen Waddle missed half of that game. Bijan Robinson missed some of that game, most of it.
He missed all of the game.
Yeah, he was not playing.
Yeah, so
Calvin Ridley was in the whole game, but you wouldn't know it.
Yeah, he gets a bit of a pass. I don't know what they're doing with him. His usage is so weird. I mean, their offense is pretty good, but. He just it's all Christian Kirk.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing.
I'm kind of thankful. I don't know. I have way too many fucking mediocre receivers that I don't know what to do with.
I think that this time of year, it's always like that. You've got four wide receiver threes on your roster. You don't know who to start what week.
No, I got four wide receiver twos.
Yeah, you think so.
I don't know. Two. Addison may even be a wide receiver one. While
I'm looking up and down your roster for some wide receiver twos.
Zay Flowers, wide receiver two.
You're not counting JSN or Garrett Wilson as wide receiver twos, right?
I want Garrett Wilson to be just for his sake, but I mean, he's not.
I mean, I want a lot of people to be, but
I would say Addison, Kirk, and Flowers are all wide receiver twos. Allen's a wide receiver one. Wilson and Jigma are wide receiver threes with two potential. Well, I mean, Wilson has one potential, but
I'm glad you have faith in your team. You know. That's, you know, you should.
It's good to believe in your boys.
I got too many. I got to trade some of these wide receivers. A lot of these top teams are missing one more wide receiver until they're great.
I mean, we're just getting into the interesting part of these rankings, right?
Yeah, this is the muddy part. So. He's about to try to put himself next. Yeah.
I think it'd be pretty tough to justify.
I think it's tough, too.
You'd be looking at somebody who's scoring in the bottom, like, three or four week in and week out. We got Childish Gambino over here. Sambino. Gambino's around.
Yeah, the Sambino who started out slow, then he put up some big weeks.
And was in the next close couple. One this week. Scored nearly 100 when there's only a handful of people that got to 100 this week.
He's only put up 30 more points than me this season. Talking about people putting up low scores.
But he's also had almost 80 points more scored against him over 7 weeks. So just saying. He's winning games despite getting scored on more.
Trying to find a week where you.
I want to be a wild card. I think Torrey should be here.
Well, he's got a strong roster. He just gets scored on so much.
That's too far.
You can't put a 2-5 guy in the top six. That's insanity.
But you can put a 3-4 guy there. I guess we're talking more.
I have no fucking idea. Yeah.
But
yeah, the two of the three and four guys are in the top four.
Because yeah, that's what I don't think. I think you could not just rule him out because he's 2-5. Everyone in the league is 3-4.
Well, and like I said, yeah, he is pretty not far and away. Mike's close to him. I was gonna say far and away the most scored on team. Him and Mike are neck and neck for that title.
Yeah.
Of literally opponents averaging 120 points a week, which is, I mean, that's demoralizing, I guess. But I'm trying to talk myself into putting Sam up here.
I think it's got to be Sam.
No way.
He's got a fairly strong team. It's not bad. Bengals have got to play better. Joe Burrow will play better.
He doesn't have a single wide
receiver. You're right. It should not be Sam.
Holy then who is
shit,
it?
Dude, it might be Steve.
No, don't make me do it.
Yes.
I'm kind of liking where Billy Vegas is at right now.
Vegas.
Yeah. He would have been high score this week most likely if he'd known that Bijan was not playing.
Yeah. How would you know?
Lamar is coming on stronger. Puka's been strong even with Cooper Kupp coming back.
Kareem Hunt
right now. I mean, Chubb going down, I thought wrecked his season, but if they're going to go with Kareem Hunt like they did this past week, I think Billy Vegas is...
Well, Jerome Ford's out for a week or two.
He's still winning games with... Like, Nico Collins has been putting up great numbers. He was on a bye. CeeDee Lamb was on a bye this week. He still put up 124.
Yeah, I think...
Vegas... Yeah, they just brought Deontay Johnson back. Yeah, Khalil Herbert will be back eventually. He's got a pretty strong roster.
I think so.
If Lamar keeps playing like he did against the Lions, he's the best quarterback in the league, fantasy-wise.
If for any reason then to not put Steve next, I think Vegas could probably take it.
He would be the only one, I think, to do it. Yeah, that'd be my vote is Billy Vegas.
All right, now we can put me.
I could be talked into now that we're in the bottom half of the league, I could be talked into slotting you in. I think better days are ahead for
the bottom.
Justin Herbert has a much softer schedule than he has had. And he's put up great numbers even against some good defenses. So you know, he's got the Bears, the Jets is a bad matchup, but Bears, Lions, Packers. You know, he'll put up good numbers there. Josh Jacobs has to be better. He just had a down week this week, but he's been pretty good.
He's had a down week every fucking week, except two.
I mean, 23, 17, 12. I mean, it's not where you drafted him, but it's not terrible. We'll get to my team, then we'll talk about terrible running backs drafted high. But Christian Kirk's been outperforming. I don't know who the fuck is starting Jonnu Smith. So. That doesn't make sense. But
Smith's gonna dump. That was an experiment that failed.
Mm-hmm. But
not proud of it.
Yeah, if only for the rest of the teams below you suck more, I think you're probably up next.
Yeah, I think it's Steve. Steve at what is that, 7?
7.
Yeah. I think we should give Torrey 8.
I'm in agreement.
I've always been you know pretty bullish on his roster. He just gets scored on so much. But AJ Brown's been crushing it all the time.
Yeah, ever since week one.
Sam Laporta was a great late tight end pickup there. So I mean his roster's strong. Like I said, he just gets scored on a lot. He would have beat in week 7. He beat 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 other teams. It just happened to play.
You got Laporta in the 12th round.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I mean, he was a rookie, so it was a gamble. But
he was on my list. I just didn't take him. I think maybe I was going to try for him in the 12th. He got the first pick of the 12th round.
Yeah, I definitely think
he's going to keep him for the next 5 years.
Better than 2-5 for sure. And then I think we had to have put Sam off. I mean, Sam's better than the last three teams.
Yeah. Now we can put Sam.
Because it really is. I mean, it does feel like there is a pretty good drop off with the last three teams. I mean, the schedule, you know, the records are all the same, but they all are in the bottom at least 4 or 5 in scoring all season long. With myself bringing up the rear by a fairly large margin. I don't see anybody else within
10% of your score.
I don't see anybody else within 30 points of me for the lowest scoring team in the league.
Yes, I didn't see Steve. It's you two are the lowest?
I'm both.
Yeah, we're not lighting up the scoreboard, that's for sure. I'm averaging a solid 90.
Yeah. But
which has been brought up the last 2 weeks.
He's an 11.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I also think that's still fair. My team sucks.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. So Danwood, you are 12. The common cold is.
We're gonna skip over the next two. Yeah.
That's easy.
So the real argument is Sharks or Lucky Ducks.
I think it's the Sharks. Sharks eating.
I was gonna say the Ducks.
Sharks got top score. Last week, right? They got 100 this week. I think they're coming on strong. Cooper Kupp is back. Kelce is crushing it. They scored 130 against me the week before that. I mean, so the last 3 weeks, they're averaging like 110 or 115.
Yeah, they won a week this week with, Breece Hall.
Before that, 95.
Yeah, Breece Hall and DK Metcalf out, and they're still winning this week without a flex.
Yeah, I think if I were to predict for the end of the year, I think they'll finish ahead of Steve.
Do you think this roster is stronger than Sam's? Am I crazy?
Stronger than Sam's? I do.
Because now that I look at him, I'm thinking that's a stronger roster than Sam.
It is.
He's got one running back for the next 2 weeks.
Why is that?
Royce Freeman, Mitchell, Jerome Ford's out for 2 weeks, I think.
Hmm.
So that's just a fact. He's got one starting running back. Yeah. I mean, Royce Freeman, who knows? Because they dropped. Who knows what the Rams are doing? Royce Freeman could be good. But in the grand scheme of things, he doesn't have a running back.
Yeah, he has running back depth issues.
I think they're going to keep
him. We can keep him here.
But Breece Hall is a giant. So
I think Breece Hall is about to light it up.
One more week of solid production, and I think you got to move him. Because, outside of running back issues, it's really not bad.
I mean, that's where you're going to be at when you go Kelce in the first round. You got to hope you can piece it together with the running backs. So we'll be constantly working on it. But I think that with Kelce, if you put together a week, you're going to do well. Matter. And he's had a couple really good ones recently.
Here's where I'll say again that I thought I was golden because I went running back in 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, but you whiffed hard on all of them.
And I have the worst team in the league. Yeah. So, just saying. But I've won 2 in a row. How much more do I got to do to get out of the basement? And I just beat the Lucky Ducks last week.
Okay.
The team right above me by 0.5 points.
You got this week.
Let's see, week 8, I'm going up against Silliman. I'm going up against the top 4 team. So if I beat them, you take me out of the basement?
Yeah. I think if you get a win against Silliman, you probably won't be the last ranked team.
I mean, the Sharks are playing Steve. Ducks are playing you. Yeah, looking ahead to next week, we got Teddy against Vegas. I mean, that'll be the true test for if, you know, Vegas is for real. If they can take down Teddy next week, that's a big statement towards sort of justifying the ranking we just gave them.
And Mike, 121 projected. Yeah.
Flailing Utah team. Yeah, Utah needs a win to get back on track, or else they're going to start plummeting, because I don't see a lot in that roster.
You think Belichick can take out Tyreek Hill? How's that worked in the past? I don't know.
Nobody can stop Tyreek Hill.
I think Bill Belichick's getting exposed.
He just signed him like a big-time contract extension, I heard.
Well, they're about to lose like 14 games this year.
I hope so.
They better start sign stealing, or else they're going to lose everything else.
Is it Michigan sign stealing?
Yeah, that's what I was alluding to. They're about to get super, super screwed. This isn't a college football podcast, or else we dive into it. But yeah, they were doing real bad until they started sign stealing, and all of a sudden they started doing real well. They're super screwed. He's going to make the jump to the NFL before he gets in big trouble, but anyways. I feel pretty good about my matchup next week. I was looking at sort of just looking ahead. And my team has a pretty good matchup across the board. I think I'm going to get 3 in a row. I think I'm gonna get into the top 9. That's my prediction. I'm gonna jump at the top 9, also known as out of the bottom 3 of these power rankings.
You're gonna have to put on a hell of a performance to get.
That's gonna happen.
Out of the bottom 3, I think.
I'm predicting a 125.
We are halfway through the 125 points you're scoring.
That's what I'm gonna say.
Trevor Lawrence is playing the Browns.
Yeah, so
no chance. Browns defense is great.
Trevor Lawrence is playing the Steelers.
Well, I'm looking at week 14 for some reason.
If we're spending facts. Trevor Lawrence against the Steelers.
Then that's Saquon against the Jets, that sucks. Option.
But the Sun God against the Raiders, I'll take it. I don't know who I'm gonna start at tight end. They all suck. How do you feel about your matchup next week, Don?
Oh, I'm looking ahead, man. I got lucky ducks. I'm thinking I'll win comfortably. Looking at my next several matchups, I'm thinking it should be good.
You have a pretty cupcake schedule. Yeah, you got ducks. You got Sam. Then you're playing a trash team after that.
Yeah, this is the easy part of the schedule, and then I get back into the top scorers to finish it off. And it's gonna, just gotta finish strong. Finish with Mike, Tori, and Silliman. So
yeah,
that's my last three weeks.
That's a tough last 3. Yeah, you gotta get your wins now, for sure.
Those are my first 3 weeks. So it was
my next. See, I need to lock down this win against my week 8 against Silliman, my week 9 against Mike, week 10 against you, week 11 against Tori. I'm in deep shit.
Yeah, man. If I were you, I would just blow it up.
Real deep shit.
And send Amon Ra this way. I got a 7th rounder for you.
I know you're trying.
And you can just play for next year. I think that's probably your best move.
What do you mean? I'm in playoff position right now.
Yes, it is the false hope. That is this is the week of false hope. That's probably what we should call it.
These
games that were about to hang it up, got the win this week that put him in contention, because they're just like not even a game out, right? You're just points out. If you're 3-4, That's you right. are not even one game back from being in the playoffs. You are so everyone's got a chance.
I'm
so you
feeling
still
good.
Go, you still go for it, even though your team still sucks just as much as it did last week. But who knows, man? It's been some good team's going to get another loss because some bad team got a crazy amount of points, or because their player was sick before the game started and didn't tell anyone. And so there'll be some team who gets one more week of false hope again, I'm sure.
Well, this 125 I'm going to put up is gonna keep me going. So you'll get...
You need it to be eating ass.
What's always, even when I'm not playing fantasy. When's the trade deadline?
I think week 10. I don't know. I'll have to look.
Okay. Yeah, I probably should start shipping off parts soon. Steve, are you going to make the playoffs?
Yeah, anybody have a good strategy on how to trade draft picks? Because I'm at a loss. I don't even know what the value of it.
Yeah, I don't have a good grasp on their value. A week, you know, a fourth rounder versus a sixth versus an eighth.
I would just go look at the draft board from this year and see who went in the fourth round and who went in the sixth round and see what kind of player you want to be trading or think you can pick out of that what's in there. What you're willing to give up and what you think you can.
I do feel like compared to real life draft, the value drops off much more round to round in fantasy. No? Like a fourth versus a sixth rounder?
Yeah.
Like stuff like that.
See, I mean, but I don't know. You're like talking, the top two.
Yeah, you're talking like a Rashad White versus a, you know, DeAndre Swift or something. You know, Dave Montgomery versus, you know, AJ Dillon. Those are big swings in value from 4 to 6. So
what do you mean another value? I mean, it seems like you now have a good grasp on it.
Well, now that I'm using your strategy, I guess I do.
Oh. All right. Well, you're welcome.
That was a great strategy. That's why we bring the commish on to the podcast
to give all those secrets.
Stuff that we've seen before. Just give him a blunt; he'll tell you anything.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah, Dan. To answer your question, I will be making the playoffs, and then because of Don's drop, I will be crushing it in the playoffs because I'll have my running back depth fulfilled.
Yeah, that's a wishful thinking, I think. But
yeah, man, I don't think.
How am I going to get there? Is the question.
Best of luck to you, bud.
Josh Jacobs needs to stop being a little shit. I guess he hasn't been too bad, except against Chicago. How do you score 4 points against Chicago?
That's a great question. I'm sure he's asking himself the same.
So, how do you guys feel about doing like 4 IR spots?
Terrible.
No. But what happened when you draft Austin Eckler and J.K. Dobbins and Aaron Jones and Kyren Williams and Debo Samuel and Justin Fields were all people you drafted?
Did he sit him on the bench and deal with it?
Yeah, here's the worst question. What happens if you draft Najee Harris and Saquon Barkley and Miles Sanders and they don't go on IR, they just suck?
I think you just play them all.
That's what I've been doing. How's that been working out?
Yeah. You shouldn't be drafting those.
I'd rather have all my running backs on IR than playing like shit. But I am a big fan of one IR spot. I think more than that is overkill.
Yes, I agree. We'll be changing it.
So
are people just very anti like fab free agent budget?
When we opened up the vote for it before we switched to Sleeper, it got like 3 votes for. So
okay. Because I feel like to my waiver wire comment, I would be interested in trying fab for a year to see how it works. But if not, I mean, I'll deal with what we have. It's not that big a deal. But I don't know. I hear all the experts talk about like fab budgets. I think I'd enjoy that. I want to give it a go, but I don't think the league will go for it. So That's just me ranting here.
I do think it adds a layer of strategy to the game that is not there with, you know, with the current waiver system. Not that I don't like the current waiver system, but I do think it gives you an opportunity to use strategy and skill more so than the current system.
Yeah. And it's another tool you can use to trade.
So.
Yes, and I had voted for it, actually, believe it or not.
Yeah.
One of three.
But
I think I was a vote against.
I was one of three, so did not go through.
I was a bit against.
I very well could have been a vote against. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
We should try to vote again. I'll see if I can whip up some votes for it.
Do some campaigning?
No. I'll do some campaigning, but I don't think I'll win. Would it have to be a majority or just a unanimous?
No, it would not. There will never be anything unanimous in this league.
I mean, Mike is still in it, right? So,
yeah, I feel like if I get Mike to go for fat budget, then we're set.
Yeah.
Just get him riled up about going against the current waiver system. But, I mean, I will say it has been a quiet year. I've been debating about bringing back the post-game press conferences.
Oh, I'd like to see it.
God.
I'd like to see it. It works better. I guess you're still winning more than you're losing. Yeah, it works better after a
while. Well, I feel like that's what happened is when I did them, I was like crushing it. And then I slowly started losing. I lost like four in a row and stopped doing them.
Yeah.
You'll get your top 10 gold chain like Kirk Cousins. Last night,
I vote that you bring those back.
That was awesome. Well, we'll see. Maybe I'll write one up. Well, no, I'll wait till next week because this week's it's too far past the game to have the post game.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess I wrote it tonight, but I'm not going to do that. That's just not going to happen. All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Don. It has been a pleasure. If anybody else actually listens to this and listened to that last 10 minutes of gibberish, then please come on the podcast and join us and talk. And we can have more than just one guest, too. We've never done it before, but everybody's invited. So thanks for joining us, Don. Any last words for the league as the sitting commissioner?
Talk to the people.
Good luck to everyone.
Let's be honest.
And I'm looking forward to the first freaking championship. So this is going to be the year.
It is going to be a fun stretch with all these teams at 3-4, 4-3.
It's going to be coming down to the wire. This is really. Saying beforehand, I thought it was possible that Utah misses the playoffs, and I thought it was possible that all-time Joe makes the playoffs. But really, everyone is in play. But like I said, that means a lot of people just got a lot of false hope.
Well, we're halfway through, and we will find out starting next week, seeing where people progress. Thanks for joining, Don. For Dan Wood, I'm Steve Gang, and we'll talk to you next time we talk to you.
All right, and pay your fees if you haven't. Dan Wood.
Jesus Later. Christ, Dan Wood.
Okay, bye, everyone. Bye.